ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹா. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் மதுகாண்டம் சாப்டர் 2 அஜாதசத்ரு பிராமணம் ஸ்லோகா 18. சயத்ர ஏதத் ஸ்வப்னயா சரதி தேஹாஸ்ய லோகாஹ ததுதேவ மஹாராஜோ பவதி உதேவ மஹாபிராமணஹ உதேவ உச்சாவசம் திகச்சதி. ச யதா மஹாராஜா ஜானபதான் கிரஹீத்வா ஸ்வே ஜனபதே யதா காமம் பரிவர்த்தேத ஏவமே வைஷா ஏதத் பிராணான் கிரஹீத்வா ஸ்வே ஶரீரே யதா காமம் பரிவர்த்ததே. So the teacher Ajatashatru analyzes the nature of Jivatma through a discussion on the three avasthas, namely Jagrat avastha, Swapna avastha and Sushupti avastha, and says that the Nirvishesha Chaitanyam, which obtains in Sushupti, is the true nature of Jivatma called Paramatma. So whatever attributes this Jivatma gets during the other two avasthas, they are incidental attributes caused by the antakaranaha, antakarana upadhis. Thus, I, the Jivatma, am Paramatma, and my real and true nature is Nirvishesha Chaitanyam because of association with antakaranam, mind. So I get an incidental extension through mind in the form of Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. Thus Chidabhasa or Chit Pratibimba becomes an apparent unreal extension of me. So we call it extension because it comes during Jagrat Avastha and it is resolved in Sushrupti Avastha. So we call it incidental and unreal because if it had been my real nature, it would have been there in all the three avasthas and always would have been there. Since it is not always there, Chidabhasa is not my intrinsic nature, and at the same time, it is called an extension because it comes and through that alone, I transact with the world. So just like putting up the aerial, I received some stations, and when the aerial is not there, I don't get the stations. We saw up to here in the last webinar. Now let us continue with mantra number 19. Let us read. Ata yada sushupto bhavati yada na kasya chana veda hita nama nadyo dvasaptatihi sahasrani hridayat puritatam abhipratishtante தாபி பிரத்யவசிருப்யம் புரிததி சேதே ச யதா குமாரோ வா மகாராஜோ வா மகாபிராமணோ வா அதிக்னீம் ஆனந்தஸ்ய கத்வா ஷயீத ஏவமே வைஷ ஏதச்சேதே. So incidentally, in the previous mantra, the word உதேவ was used. We have to note that. Shankaracharya makes a mention. It comes three times. Uteva Maharajaha, Uteva Mahabrahmanaha, Uteva Uchavacham. So that Uteva is a combination of two words, Uta and Iva, Uteva. Iva means as though, as it were. And Shankaracharya wants us to note that Iva, he says, since Iva, as though, that indicates that all these conditions are unreal, that is unreality of Maharajatvam or Mahabrahmanatvam, etc. When you say as though, that means it indicates negative meaning only. So Acharya says that the same is the story with respect to Jagrat Avastha also. There also Chidabhasa enjoys these states, and here also Chidabhasa enjoys these states in Swapnavastha also, and both are incidental and withdrawable and therefore mithya. So samsara also is mithya. And in the 19th mantra we just read, the Upanishad once again comes back to Sushupti because it wants to give some more information in addition to what was already given in the 17th mantra. It says, yada sushupto bhavati. Then yada, we will take as tada for convenience. So tada na kasya chana veda. When this jivatma goes to sleep, deep sleep, then na kasya chana veda, kinchana na veda. He does not know anything. This indicates that jivatma does not have any particular knowledge. Particular knowledge requires chidabhasa, antakaranam and antakarana vrittis. Because how does particular knowledge takes place? Actually, in Dakshinamurti Stotra, we saw this mantra. Nana chitra gadoda rastita maha deepa prabhabhaswaram jnanam yasyatu chakshuradhikarana dvara bahispandate janamiti tameva bhantam anubhat yetat samastam jagatim Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namayidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Therefore, during Jagratavastha, the formless buddhi goes out through sense organs like water coming out through pipes and pervades objects like water pervading different vessels. Now, water does not have any shape of its own. And when it fills up the vessel, it assumes the shape of the vessel. And similarly, Chakruhu dvara buddhihi bahi gatva gatakaram prapnoti gata. So all these things, so shrotra dvara through ears shabdam prapyam, so shabdakaram prapnoti, so all these hearing, smelling, all those things happen. So the buddhi assumes tat datakaram is which is called vritti, through ears, the hearing and all that things, which is vritti. So shabdakara vritti, sparshakara vritti, rupakara vritti, all those it gets, the buddhi. So when the buddhi vritti has got specific forms, the extended chidabhasa also gets specific forms in keeping with vrittis. The extended chidabhasa of whom? I, the nirvisesha chaitanyam. With my extended chidabhasa gets specific knowledge through specific vrittis in Jagratavastha. All words are important. But this specific knowledge can never be gained by nirvisesha chaitanyam by itself. It is great, wonderful, satyam, jnanam, anantam, all those are nice. However great the chaitanyam may be, pure chaitanyam can never get any specific particular knowledge. It requires specific vrittis, which require specifying antakaranam, which functions through vrittis. So when sushupti comes, what happens? Antakaranam is resolved. It is not destroyed. Be careful. It is resolved. It is dormant. Therefore, vrittis also do not go out. And therefore, chidabhasa also does not assume specific forms. And then what happens? I am there in nirvisesha chaitanya swarupam, all savisesha vijnanam are resolved. This is what we saw in the Mandukya Upanishad also. I think somebody's microphone is on, I guess. Maybe our speaker phone is on. Please turn it off. We saw this in Mandukya Upanishad also. Sushupta sthanaha yeki bhutaha prajnana ghana eva anandamayohi ananda bukcheto mukaha prajnas Prajnas Tritiya Padaha. We saw this thing in Mandukya. So there is no more specific experience. Then how do we know Chaitanyam is there? It is there because the absence of specific experiences is illumined by something. Therefore, I know that there is an illuminator of that. Therefore, I am in what condition? Nirvisesha Chaitanya Rupena Aham Varteta. Therefore, na kinchana veda. Why this happens? The Upanishad gives an explanation, which we saw before also. And what is that? The Upanishad introduces the nadis. We saw in the last class, which we introduced the 17th mantra itself. How many nadis are there? The Upanishad says 72,000 nadis, which are medium nadis. And the main primary nadis are 101. And if you include medium nadis, it comes to nearly 72,000. And if you take even small nadis, it goes to 72,000 or so in crores. Actually, this we saw already in Prashnopanishad, in the third Prashna Mantra 5, how to calculate the nadis. That is 101 Pradhana nadis, then plus 101 multiplied by 72,000 and plus another 72,000, something like this, in crores. It says, Hridi Hesha Atma Atraika Shatam Nadinam Tasam Shatam Shatam Yekaikasyam Dva Saptatihi Pratishaka Nadi Sahasrani Bhavanti Tasu Vyanas Charati. So this, we saw this mantra at that time. All these calculations are given there. So the Upanishad calls all these nadis as hitaha or hitam, which are supposed to originate from hridayam, the physical heart. Shankaracharya calls mamsa pindaha, the heart, urdvanalaha, adhomukaha, pundarika rupaha, like lotus bud, upside down. And pasau visasyamane upalabhyate. If the body is cut, it can be seen. So it is only a mamsa pindam. It should be, Acharya is very clear. We don't mean any invisible spiritual heart and all that, you know, the physical heart on the left side, spiritual heart on the right side. None of those things. So from this hridayam alone, nadis abhipratishtante, spread out. So then puritatam, the literal meaning of puritatam is hridaya veshtana charma. There is a membrane surrounding the heart. But peculiarly in this mantra, puritat occurs twice. And the meanings are different, not the literal meaning. The first puritatam, it refers to shariram. So puritatam abhipratishtante means shariram abhipratishtante. Nadi is spread out from hridaya and pervades all over the body, up to the tip of the body. He gives an example also. Just as you can find thin veins pervading all over a leaf, similarly, Chidabhasa interconnects the body. And what does the Chidabhasa, the Jivatma, the extended ego do? Upanishad says, Tabihi Pratyavasrupya. During Jagradavastha, Pratyavasrupya, the Chidabhasa also spreads out through the nadis. During Sushupti, Chidabhasa contracts through the nadis. That means, from whichever nadi, Buddhi and Chidabhasa come out and they go back through the same nadi. Spreading out is expansion and withdrawal is contraction. That is why when one sleeps, what is happening? Chaitanyam remains as it is without expansion and contraction. But Chidabhasa only has got them. So while touching a sleeping man, even though the Chaitanyam pervades, Chidabhasa has contracted and withdrawn into the Hridaya Akasha during sleep. Jivatma is in the Hridaya Akasha. Okay, even then Chaitanyam is pervading. And why cannot Chaitanyam feel the touch? If you remember that example, when Ajatashatru took Gargya to a sleeping person, we are talking about that here. Chaitanyam cannot gain the particular knowledge and it can be gained only by Chidabhasa. And since Chidabhasa was not available during sleep, the sleeping man does not feel the touch and does not wake up. Then what happens? When Prarabdha comes, time for the Punya Papa, that is Udbodaha, when that comes, it wakes the Buddhi. Then Buddhi pervades, that means he is disturbed from sleep. Buddhi pervades. Okay, so Tabihi Pratyavasrupya, during Sushupti, Chidabhasa withdraws through nadis. So Puritati Shethe, second time Puritat has different meaning and that is Hridaya Akasha is the second meaning. Thus Chidabhasa withdraws into Hridaya Akasha and Shethe means it resides, it dwells there. Tata Somyam Sada Sampanno Bhavati, we have seen this. At that time, what is the state? The Upanishad says that is the state of greatest ananda because limitations are gone, samsara, family worries, relationships are all gone, office is not there, boss is not there, none of them are there. So whoever gives worries are all not there. All of them are withdrawn and therefore sa yata kumarova maharajova mahabrahmanova atignim anandasya gatva shayita. ಶಯಿತ. ಹಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ ಅತಿಗ್ನಿ. ಅತಿಗ್ನಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್, ಅಪೆಕ್ಸ್, ಜೆನಿತ್ ಆಫ್ ಆನಂದ. ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಡಿರೈವ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅತಿಶಯೇನ ಅತಿಶಯೇನ ದುಃಖಂ ಹಂತಿ ಇತಿ ಅತಿಗ್ನಿ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಸುಷುಪ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ. ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್, ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ ಉಚ್ಚಾವಸ್ಥಾಂ ಪರಾಕಾಷ್ಠಾಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನೋತಿ. ವೈ ವೈ ವಿ ಸೇ ದಿಸ್? ಉಚ್ಚಾವಸ್ಥಾಂ ಇನ್ ಜಾಗೃತ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಆನಂದ. ವಿ ಲಾಫ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಈವನ್ ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲಾಫಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಲಾಫಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವೃತ್ತಿ, ಮೋದ ವೃತ್ತಿ, ಪ್ರಮೋದ ವೃತ್ತಿ, ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಆನಂದ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಮೋದ. ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆನಂದ. ಸೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆನಂದ ಇಸ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಟ್ ಆನಂದ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್? ಕುಮಾರ. ಕುಮಾರ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಬೇಬಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಂಪರರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ. ಬೇಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆನಂದ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಹೀಸ್ ದ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಿಯಸ್ಯ ಚ ಅಕಾಮಹ ತಸ್ಯ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಬೇಬಿ. ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್, ನೋ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೆನ್ಷನ್, ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಆರ್ ಓವರ್. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ? ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹೀ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್, ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಸೋರ್ಸಸ್. ಸೊ ರಾಜ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೇಬಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ ಅತಿಗ್ನಿ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ. ಸಚ್ಚನ್ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ ಎವ್ರಿ ಜೀವ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್? ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ. ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಘತ್ವ ಸಯಿತ ಶಯಿತ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ರಿಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅನ್ ಇನ್ನಸೆಂಟ್ ಫೇಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿ ನೋ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ಫೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಏವಮೇವ ಏಷಃ ಏತಃ ಶೇತೆ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೌ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾಂಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಇನ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ. ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ಸೀನ್ ವೆರ್ ರಾಜಾದಶತ್ರು ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಗಾರ್ಗ್ಯ ಟು ಎ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಟ್ರೈಸ್ ಟು ವೇಕ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅಪ್. ಮಂತ್ರ 20. ಸ ಯಥೋರ್ನನಾಭಿಸ್ತನ್ನು ತನೋಚ್ಚರೇತ್ ಯಥಾ ಅಗ್ನೇಹ ಕ್ಷುದ್ರಾಹ ವಿಸ್ಫುಲಿಂಗ ವಿಚರಂತಿ ಏವಂ ಏವ ಅಸ್ಮಾದಾತ್ಮನಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಹ ಸರ್ವೇ ಲೋಕಾಹ ಸರ್ವೇ ದೇವಾಹ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಭೂತಾನಿ ವಿಚರಂತಿ. ತಸ್ಯೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಸತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಸತ್ಯಮಿತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾವೈ ಸತ್ಯಂ ತೇಷಾಂ ಏಷ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮಂ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ. ವಿತ್ ದ 20th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಈಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ನೌ ಅಜಾತಶತ್ರು ಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ರಿಸೈಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅಬೈಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಂಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಸವಿಶೇಷ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಜಾಗ್ರತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಇಂಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಸವಿಶೇಷ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ದಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಹೀ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಬೈಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಇನ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ. ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನ್ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಆರ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಸೊ ಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಹೀ ಅಬೈಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಲೆಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ನಾವು ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಅಲೋನ್ ಅಜಾತಶತ್ರು ಸೇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಆಫ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ಕಾರಣಂ ಸಡನ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಟು ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ. ಸೊ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಅಬೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಈಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ಕಾರಣಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಮರ್ಜಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದಿ 14 ಲೋಕಾಸ್, ಪಂಚಭೂತಾಸ್, ದೇವಾಸ್, ಮನುಷ್ಯಾಸ್, ಪಿತೃಸ್, ಗಂಧರ್ವಾಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್, ಪಶುಪಕ್ಷಿಯಾದಿ. ದಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಸ್ ದಿ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಐಕ್ಯಂ. ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಕಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ಕಾರಣಂ, ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ 2 ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್, ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಇನ್ ಮುಂಡಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ. ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಊರ್ಣನಾಭಿಹಿ. ಊರ್ಣನಾಭಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಪೈಡರ್. ಎ ಸ್ಪೈಡರ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೈಡರ್ಸ್ ವೆಬ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೈಡರ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ದ ವೆಬ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಯಥೋರ್ಣನಾಭಿ ಸೃಜತೆ ಗೃಹತೆ ಚ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸಾ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮುಂಡಕ. And spider example is generally given to show that spider can produce its web without the help of any material or instruments. Asahayaha, without any sahaya, asahayaha sanna uranabhihi srijati, its web. Whereas when a carpenter creates a furniture, he takes the help of wood, that is number one. He has a chisel, hammer, etc., number two. And with the help of various upakaranani, instruments, he creates the furniture. Whereas the spider does not go in for any new material or instruments, so asahayaha, karanantaram vina, upadhanantaram vina, without any upadhana karana, material cause or any instrumental cause, it does by itself. In the same way, Nirvishesha Chaitanyam does not go for any external help, and Brahman itself creates with its own power. So first example is to show asahayatvam, without any external help. And the second example is production or origination of sparks from fire. You have a fire, there are sparks. And that also, this Mundaka Upanishad, we have seen this. Tadetat satyam yatam sudiptat pavakat vispulingaha sahasrashaha prabhavante sarupaha tathaksharat vividaha somya bhavaha prajayante tatrachaivapiyanti. We see that the fire is the karanam, cause, and spark is the karyam, the effect. So the example conveys essential nature of cause and the effect is one and the same. Agni's nature also is aushnyam and prakashaha, heat and also prakashaha. Agnehe swarupam aushnyam prakashacha, hot and bright. So is the nature of sparks also. That is vispulingasya, vispulinga means spark. Vispulingasya swarupam api aushnyam prakashacha, both. So that is why in Mundaka Upanishad it is said yata sudiptat pavakaha tata vispulingaha prabhavante sarupaha. In Mundaka the word sarupaha, that was crucial. Sarupa means samanam rupam swarupam eshante. So that agni is bright and hot, and at the same time the spark vispulinga also has the same attributes as agni. While agni is one, sparks are many. Similarly, Paramatma is one and all Jivatmas have the same nature. Satchit Swarupam or Chidananda Swarupam. So Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. I can say, you all can say also, if you know. And if Ishvara says, he will also say, Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham. Therefore, Swarupa Aikya Suchanartham, Dutiya Drishtantaha. Second Drishtanta example is for that. So asahayatva suchanartham, to tell about the absence of external dependency, the prathama drishtanta, the first drishtanta, first example. Now if you look at the mantra, yata urnanabhihi, as the spider creates, that we have to add, supply, creates the web, and then tantuna uchcharet, udgachet, udgachet, moves about, goes up and down through that web. So the example is not for moving up and down, you should be careful, but of creation of the web by the spider. So then the second example, yatha agnehe kshudraha vispulingaha uccharanti. Just as from one fire, countless sparks originate, enjoying the same nature as the original fire. Evam eva. Exactly like this alone, asmatim atmanaha, from this jivatma, who is none other than paramatma, jivatma abhinna paramatmanaha, sarve pranaha, sarve lokaha, sarve devaha, sarvani bhutani vicharanti. The entire cosmos emerges out of I, the nirvisesha chaitanyam, brahmaswarupam, mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. Or in Dakshinamurti Stotram also, vishvam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantar gatam, pashyannatmani mayaya bahuri vodbhutam yata nidrayam. So what all things are created by this jivatma, who is none other than Paramatma itself, that list is given here. సర్వే ప్రాణాహ, వి షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్, ప్రాణాహ మీన్స్ వాగాదీని ఇంద్రియాణి, వాగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఇంద్రియాస్, ఆల్ ది ఆర్గన్స్ ఎమర్జ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆత్మ. సర్వే లోకాహ, ఆల్ ది 14 లోకాస్ ఆర్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మీ. సర్వే దేవాహ, ఈవన్ దేవాస్ లైక్ ఇంద్ర, వరుణ, అగ్ని, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మీ. ఇన్ షార్ట్, సర్వాణి భూతాని ప్రాణిజాతాని, ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మీ అలోన్. హూ ఆమ్ ఐ? ద నిర్విశేష చైతన్య స్వరూపం. యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ కైవల్య ఉపనిషత్, ఐ హోప్ ఐ డోంట్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు డూ దట్ ఉపనిషత్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఫినిషింగ్ ఆల్ దిస్ టెన్ అండ్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర, లెట్ అస్ సీ, బట్ ఐ విల్ రిమెంబర్ ఓన్లీ సమ్ శ్లోకాస్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్. స ఏవ మాయా పరిమోహితాత్మ శరీరమాస్తాయ కరోతి సర్వం, త్రియన్న పానాది విచిత్ర భోగైః స ఏవ జాగ్రత్ పరితృప్తిమేతి, స్వప్నే స జీవ సుఖ దుఃఖ భోక్త స్వమాయయా కల్పిత జీవలోకే, సుషుప్తి కాలే సకలే విలీనే తమోభిభూత సుఖ రూపమేతి, పునశ్చ జన్మాంతర కర్మయోగాత్ స ఏవ జీవ స్వపితి ప్రబుద్ధః, పురత్రయే క్రీడతి యశ్చ జీవః తతస్తు జాతం సకలం విచిత్రం, ఆధారమానందమఖండ బోధం యస్మిల్లయం యాతి పురత్రయం చ. యహ జీవః ఇదానీం పురత్రయే క్రీడతి తస్మాత్ జీవాత్ ఏవ సకలం జాతం. ఐ ద జీవ, ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ అలోన్ ద ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ హ్యాస్ ఎమర్జ్డ్. ఇన్ షార్ట్, ఐఎమ్ ది జగత్ కారణం. అండ్ వన్స్ సృష్టి కారణం ఇస్ రివీల్డ్, వీ కెన్ ఇన్క్లూడ్ ది అదర్ టూ, స్థితి కారణం అండ్ లయ కారణం బ్రహ్మన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది ఎసెన్షియల్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ అజాతశత్రు బ్రాహ్మణ. దెన్ అజాతశత్రు కన్క్లూడ్స్ దట్ తస్య ఉపనిషత్ ఫార్ ఆత్మ నో క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ ఆర్ జీవాత్మ ఆర్ పరమాత్మ, నో పరమ ఆత్మ ఆర్ నో జీవ ఆత్మ, బికాస్ అడ్జెక్టివ్ ఈస్ టు బి యూస్డ్ వెన్, ఓన్లీ వెన్ ఐ సీ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ జీవ అండ్ ఈశ్వర, ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ సీ డిఫరెన్స్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు క్వాలిఫై యాజ్ జీవ ఆత్మ అండ్ పరమ ఆత్మ. అండ్ నౌ దట్ త్రూ అవస్థాత్రయ వివేక వీ హ్యావ్ నౌ రిమూవ్డ్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ జీవాత్మ అండ్ పరమాత్మ, వీ విల్ నో మోర్ యూస్ ఏ డిస్టింగ్విషింగ్ అడ్జెక్టివ్ బట్ యూస్ ద వర్డ్ ఆత్మ, జగత్కారణ ఆత్మ, నిర్విశేష చైతన్య ఆత్మ, చైతన్య రూప ఆత్మ. ఉపనిషత్, హియర్ ఉపనిషత్ మీన్స్ దిస్ వర్డ్, ఇట్స్ అ సేక్రెడ్ వర్డ్ ఆర్ అ స్పెషల్ నేమ్ వీ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్. ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ బ్రహ్మ విద్య, ఐ నో బ్రహ్మ విద్య ఆచార్య హీ రైట్స్ ఏ నైస్ దిస్ థింగ్ హియర్. సో అభిధాయక శబ్ద ఇట్స్ అ స్పెషల్ వర్డ్ విచ్ విల్ రివీల్ దిస్ ఆత్మ ఉపనిషత్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద ఉపనిషత్ ఇన్ దట్ ఇన్ ద బ్రహ్మ విద్యా సెన్స్. యూ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్ అ సీక్రెట్ ఆర్ సాక్రెడ్ నేమ్, ఏ కోడ్ నేమ్ ఆర్ ఎనీ నేమ్, ఆత్మ, బ్రహ్మతత్వం, బ్రహ్మన్ తత్వం, వాట్ ఎవర్. సో అజాతశత్రు గివ్స్ వాట్ నేమ్? సత్యస్య సత్యం. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర, వెరీ క్రిటికల్ మంత్ర. ది సత్యం ఆఫ్ సత్యం, ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్, దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సీక్రెట్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్వియస్ నేమ్, ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్, సత్యస్య సత్యం. యాజ్ వి సా ఇన్ కేనోపనిషత్, శ్రోత్రస్య శ్రోత్రం, ఇయర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇయర్, ఐ ఆఫ్ ది ఐ, నోస్ ఆఫ్ ద నోస్, హియర్ వీ గెట్ ఏ ప్యారలల్ నేమ్, ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్. Naturally, Gargya might have raised his eyebrows. Now we should remember still the scene, Gargya and Ajatashatru talking. Ajatashatru is teaching Gargya. So when Ajatashatru says Satyasya Satyam, Gargya would have perhaps raised his eyebrows as to what it is. And so the teacher himself defines it as Pranavai Satyam. Of these two Satyam, Satyasya Satyam, there are two Satyams of these two. First Satyam refers to Prana. The meaning of prana is given in the second line as the vagadi indriyani, vag and all these indriyas. By using the word prana, the teacher implies the entire creation consisting of lokas, devas, entire earthly creations, sarve pranaha, sarve lokaha, sarve devaha, sarvani bhutani. In short, satyam refers to the entire universe. Why? It's a big problem for the Vedantins. Now we are going to see how the big problem comes and how Acharya is now trying to refute all of them. So Advaitin interprets it properly. He says, yes, it is Satyam called Vyavaharika Satyam. Now only the Satyam discussion is going to come now. Empirically real. Vyavaharika Satyam means empirically real. Utility-wise reality it is. we don't say it is non-existent. Advaitin also accept world has reality, which means transactional reality, empirical reality, functional reality the world has. I can transact with the world and it can give me entertainment. I can hear it, I can smell it, I can touch it, I can enjoy it. Everything I can do. And therefore, it is called Vyavaharika Satyam. And another commentator interpreted it as, in a different way, the world is called Satyam, meaning Sat Tyat Atmikam Jagat. So, Sat means Murta Prapancha, the world with forms. And Tyat means Amurta Prapancha, the world without forms. Or we can alternatively say, Sat refers to the Stula Prapancha and Tyat refers to the Sukshma Prapancha. So, thus, Murta, Amurta, Amurtatmakam Satyam Jagat. Or we can say, Vyavaharika Satyam Jagat. And what about the Atma? Atma is Satyasya Satyam, the second Satyam. So, Ajatashatru defines it as Tesham Yeshaha Satyam. Yeshaha Atma, the self is the reality or the truth behind this Vyavaharika Satyam, the empirical reality or the relative reality. That means what? Atma is Paramarthika Satyam, absolute reality. Therefore, world is also Satyam, world is Vyavaharika Satyam, and Atma is Paramarthika Satyam. That is why in Vedanta, we talk about 3 degrees of reality. What are those? Swapna Prapancha, that means Pratibhasika Satyam. That is subjective reality. My dream is available only to me. It is not available to others. So it is subjective, Pratibhasika Satyam. Then the Jagrat Prapancha, the visible world, common to all. That is called Vyavaharika Satyam. It is empirical reality. And Atma is Paramarthika Satyam, the absolute reality. So we can even say, Atma is Satyasya Satyasya Satyam. Because we have got the Pratibhasika Satyam and Vyavaharika Satyam. So, Satyasya, Satyasya, Satyam, we can even say. Then one may ask, how is it there are 3 Satyams? Because 2 itself means Dvaitam. But here there are 3. Then we will say, of these 3 Satyams, Pratibhasika Satyam and Vyavaharika Satyam are 2 euphemistic names for Mithya. Because if we say Mithya, many people will get disturbed perhaps. So to please them, we give them a name of Satyam, Pratibhasika Satyam and Vyavaharika Satyam. It is like saying, for example, you call it, Swamiji gives this example, you call a country developing country. Developing country means what? It is undeveloped yet. So it is eternally developing only, it is never developed. So instead of saying undeveloped country, you say it's a developing country. So we are not interested in words here, but what we want to convey is what? Both Pratibhasika Satyam and Vyavaharika Satyam cannot affect Paramarthika Satyam. You use any word. Idea conveyed is what? That either Jagrat Prapancha or Swapna Prapancha cannot affect Atma. Since they do not affect the absolute Atma, we call the Swapna Prapancha and Jagrat Prapancha as Mithya. And since we experience both, we call them Satyam. You can give any name to the prapancha in general. But the idea here is that Atma is Nitya Mukta Swarupaha. With this, the first Brahmanam is over. Now, the Bhashyam on the Satyasya Satyam. Because Acharya has spent so much of effort in bringing out this particular Bhashya for the Satyasya Satyam, we have to at least do a little bit of that we would like to know. So here Acharya enters into a very, very big inquiry. Acharya Sankaracharya enquires a very big inquiry. Mahamahabhashyam, he writes about the Satyasya Satyam. As we did in other cases, we will see the summary of the Bhashyam. So the discussion is based on an analysis of the sentence Tasya Upanishad. In this previous mantra, mantra 20, the word Tasya Upanishad was there, which means a secret name or special name. That's what I told. Tasya happens to be pronoun. Therefore, naturally, the question will be kasya, as to what pronoun that pronoun tasya refers to. That name is Satyasya Satyam. So, the Upanishad is vague. And it says, Atmanaha Sarvani Bhutani Vyacharanti. it uses the word Atma without specifying whether it is Jivatma or Paramatma. So if Atma refers to Jivatma, then Satyasya Satyam is a special name of Jivatma. If Atma refers to Paramatma, it is the title of Paramatma. So the question is, Satyasya Satyam iti Upanishad, Paramatmanaha va Jivatmanaha va? For what? So the elaborate inquiry, that we can divide it maybe into three portions for our convenience. So we will take up the first portion or the first stage or in the first phase of the inquiry. Here Shankaracharya introduces two Purva Pakshis or two opinions, and then he gives his Siddhanta, his conclusion. This is the first part. We will briefly see that first. So the first Paksha, he says, Jivatma alone is talked about in this section, and therefore the special name Satyasya Satyam belongs to Jivatma alone, no Paramatma. And the second Paksha that says that in this Brahmanam, Paramatma alone is discussed, therefore Satyasya Satyam refers to Paramatma only, which is different from Jivatma. And Acharya Siddhanta, his conclusion is, this section deals with Paramatma alone, and Satyasya Satyam title belongs to Paramatma, which is non-different from Jivatma. That is the difference between him and the previous one. So the first two are Purva Pakshas, and the third one is Siddhanta of Acharya. We have to remember. Now let us take the three Pakshas one by one. The first Paksha is, the whole Brahmanam discusses Jivatma alone. Satyasya Satyam title is to Jivatma alone. Jagat Karanam is Jivatma alone, and there is no such thing called Paramatma. Let us see how he analyzes this, that first Paksha. He says, the student Gargya approached Ajatashatru using the expression Brahmate Bravani. If you remember that mantra, Brahmate Bravani, I shall teach you Brahman. And therefore, the very beginning shows that this Brahmanam deals with Brahma Vidya, because he is going to teach Brahman. Thereafterwards, Gargya taught Brahman in the 14 mantras, and Ajatashatru pointed out that all these Brahmans that he talked about, they are related to Sagunam Brahman only. And therefore, Ajatashatru offered to teach the real Nirgunam Brahma using, so Vignapayishyami. So he, if you remember those mantras, so Brahma Aham, Vignapayishyami Brahma Aham. In the 15th mantra, I shall teach you Brahma, which means this section is what? Brahma Vidya. And after promising to teach Brahma Vidya, Ajatashatru approaches whom? He approaches a sleeping Jiva. He did not go somewhere else. He did not look up to the heavens to teach Brahman, but he went to a sleeping person. Then he tried to wake that person up. And thereafterwards, he analyzed that the Jivatma alone pervaded in the three states, Jagradavastha, Swapnavastha, and Sushuptiavastha. He pointed out that Jivatma alone experiences the world in Jagradavastha. And during Swapnavastha, Jivatma only enjoys Punya Papa, Maharaja, Mahabrahmanaha, Bhavati, all that we saw. Later in Sushuptiavastha, during deep sleep, Jivatma alone withdraws Vijnanena, Vijnanam Adaya and Shete, all that is also. So from this, it is very clear that Brahman is nothing but Jivatma. Therefore, Brahma Vidya is equal to Jivatma Vidya alone. Later, Brahman the Jivatma alone is presented as Jagat Karanam also. Therefore, Brahman is the Jivatma, which is Jagat Karanam. And nowhere he talks about Paramatma, and therefore it is clean Brahma Vidya or Jivatma Vidya Jagat Karanam. Then he says, this Brahman, the Jivatma, is Karta, Bhokta, Samsari. How do I know? It is very evident that in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha he is Samsari. What is Brahma Vidya? Kartra, Bhoktra, Samsari, Jivatma Vidya is Brahma Vidya. And this Jivatma, that is Brahman, is samsari in all the three avastas, because the essential nature will not change when the avastha changes. Avastha bhedena swarupa bhedaha na bhavati. This Jivatma's essential nature is samsaritvam. Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, in all the three avasthas. Suppose a person is an unintelligent person and he is talking. He is in what avastha? In talking avastha. Suppose the unintelligent person stops talking. He is in what avastha? He is in non-talking avastha. So if he intelligent, is he unintelligent or intelligent now? Originally, unintelligent person was talking, he was in talking avastha. The unintelligent person stopped talking, so he is now non-talking avastha. Now, is he unintelligent or intelligent? Unintelligent will be unintelligent only. Avastha bedena swarupa bedaha na bhavati. Acharya gives another example also. Gauhu sarvada gauhu eva. A cow is always a cow. Tishtantiva, whether it is standing, shtantiva bhavatu, chalantiva bhavatu, whether it is moving, whatever it is, and swapativa bhavatu. So, whether it is lying cow, walking cow, sleeping cow, running cow, doesn't matter. It's cow only. Similarly, dreaming jiva, waking jiva, or sleeping jiva, his nature is karta, bhokta, samsari only. In one, he is active samsari. In another, he is passive samsari. How do you come to know? You analyze. Thus, in the first paksha, he says, Brahman is the topic of the section, and that Brahman is Jivatma, and Jivatma is samsari in all three states, and therefore, Brahma Vidya is Jivatma Vidya only. Brahman, the samsari Jivatma, is Jagat Karanam, and he supports it by saying that it is, that is why in the previous section, Aham Brahma Asmi was pointed out. So, all Aham Brahma Asmi Vakyas indicate what? Aham, the karta bhokta samsari jivaha eva brahma. Aham, I, the jivatma, am Brahman. So every Mahavakyam reveals I, the jivatma, am Brahman. Therefore, there is no such thing called asamsari paramatma nasti eva. There is no asamsari paramatma. Remember, all these are arguments of whom? Don't mistake it as Sankaracharyas. They are all arguments of the Purapakshis. Then somebody asks the question, how can a miserable jivatma, the karta bhokta samsari jivatma, be jagat karanam? He cannot produce even a chair properly. He cannot even cook properly. I say he cannot cook properly. Actually, I don't want to say she cannot cook properly. So how can alpajnaha, alpashaktiman, karta bhokta samsari jiva be the cause of the whole creation? For which he answers, Shastra Balat. Don't ask me such question. Shastram is the pramanam with respect to unknown things. You should not question Shastram. You should have Shraddha in Shastram. We cannot find how creation came. It is apaurusheya vishayam. And in such cases, Shastram is pramanam and Shastra says the Jivatma. So Avastha Trayavan Jivatma is Jagat Karanam Bhavati. Therefore, Shastra Balat, Jivatma, Jagat Karanam Bhavati, and therefore, Brahma Vidya is Jivatma Vidya. This is one view of Purva Pakshi. Then comes the Dvitiya Pakshaka, the second one. He says, it is all ridiculous argument, and there is something called Asamsari Paramatma, which alone is Brahman, and about that Brahman alone that this Brahmanam is teaching or talking about. He argues, this section is Brahma Vidya alone. Because Gargya has entered saying, Brahmate Brahvani. And Ajadishatru has said, I shall teach you Brahman. And therefore, this section is Brahma Vidya only. But Brahman does not refer to Samsari Jivatma, but refers to Asamsari Paramatma only. Then the question comes, if Brahma Vidya is all about Samsari Paramatma, that is Vidya, why should Ajadishatru go to sleeping Jivatma? If he wants to teach Brahman, the Asamsari Paramatma, why should he go to him? Then he says, read the mantra properly. When Ajadashatru analyzes the Sushupti, he uses an expression, this Jivatma is resting in Hridaya Akasha. That means Ajadashatru is not interested in the Jivatma, but he is interested in someone else in whom the Jivatma is resting during sleep. So there is a clean expression, Hridaya Akashe. So it is a Saptami Bhakti, Shete. So then what is said here? During sleep, జీవాత్మా రెస్ట్ ఇన్ పరమాత్మ, దస్ పరమాత్మ ది అసంసారీ పరమాత్మ, అసంసారీ ఆపోజిట్ అసంసారి, అసంసారీ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ ద రెస్టింగ్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ జీవాత్మ. దస్ అజాత శత్రు ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ జీవాత్మ అండ్ త్రూ జీవాత్మ హీ ఇంట్రడ్యూసెస్ పరమాత్మ. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పరమాత్మ? ది అసంసారీ పరమాత్మ అండ్ ఎ పరమాత్మ ఇన్ విచ్ జీవ ఈజ్ రెస్టింగ్ డ్యూరింగ్ స్లీప్. అండ్ లేటర్ వెన్ యూ యూసెస్ ద వర్డ్ ఆత్మ, దాట్ ఆత్మ రెఫర్స్ నాట్ టు జీవాత్మ బట్ ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు పరమాత్మ ఇన్ హూమ్ ద జీవాత్మ రెస్ట్ డ్యూరింగ్ స్లీప్. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వాట్ వి కమ్ టు నో ఈస్ వి ఆర్ ఆల్ కర్త భోక్త సంసారీ ఓన్లీ అండ్ డ్యూరింగ్ స్లీప్ వీ ఎంటర్ టు పరమాత్మ. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పరమాత్మ? హూ ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, హూ ఈజ్ ఎ రెస్ట్ హౌస్ ఫర్ మీ అండ్ ఐ టేక్ రెస్ట్ ఇన్ దాట్ పరమాత్మ అండ్ దాట్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ అసంసారి జగత్ కారణం అండ్ దాట్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సత్యస్య సత్యం. దెర్ఫోర్ పర్ ది ఫస్ట్ పక్ష బ్రహ్మ విద్య ఈజ్ జీవాత్మ విద్య విచ్ ఇస్ కర్త భోక్త సంసారి అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు సెకండ్ పక్ష బ్రహ్మ విద్య ఈజ్ అసంసారి పరమాత్మ విద్య. దిస్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ ద రెస్టింగ్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ జీవాత్మ, ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ జీవాత్మ. దర్ఫోర్ తద్ శబ్ద రెఫర్స్ టు పరమాత్మ, తస్య నామధేయం ఈజ్ పరమాత్మ. దెన్ ది క్వశ్చన్ కమ్స్ హౌ డు యూ అకౌంట్ ఫార్ అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి అండ్ సచ్చద్ర మహావాక్యంస్. ఇఫ్ జీవాత్మ అండ్ పరమాత్మ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్, హౌ డు యూ అకౌంట్ ఫార్ ఆల్ దీస్ జీవాత్మ ఐక్యవాక్యంస్ మహావాక్యంస్? ఇఫ్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఎ రెస్టింగ్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ జీవాత్మ అండ్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్, హౌ డు యూ టాక్ అబౌట్ దర్ ఐడెంటిటీ? ఫార్ దిస్ ద సెకండ్ పక్షి హీ సేస్ ఆల్ మహావాక్యంస్ ఆర్ క్యాషువల్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ అండ్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి టేకెన్ సీరియస్లీ అట్ ఆల్. దే ఆర్ అర్థవాదభూతాని. దెర్ఫోర్ వన్ షుడ్ నెవర్ సే దాట్ ఐ ఆమ్ పరమాత్మ, ఇట్ ఈస్ అ సాక్రిలేజ్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద సెకండ్ పూర్వపక్షం. దే సే డోంట్ సే ఐఎమ్ పరమాత్మ, ఇట్ ఈస్ అ గ్రేట్ పాపం. పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ అసంసారి, డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ, జగత్ కారణం అండ్ యు ఆర్ సంసారి, కర్త భోక్త అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఓన్లీ రెస్టింగ్ డ్యూరింగ్ స్లీప్ అండ్ ప్రళయం ఇన్ దట్ పరమాత్మ. దర్ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ జాబ్? ఆచార్య రైట్స్ ఎ వెరీ లాంగ్ సెంటెన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ భాష, పుష్ప బలి అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్ ఆదిభి. సో ఆఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్, సో అర్చనం కురియాత్, డూ అర్చనా టు దట్ పరమాత్మ యూసింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ వేరియస్ థింగ్స్. దట్ ఫోర్ యూ డూ పూజ రెగ్యులర్లీ టు పరమాత్మ అండ్ సీక్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ అండ్ నెవర్ సే దట్ ఐఎమ్ పరమాత్మ. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హూ సేస్? ద సెకండ్ పక్షి సేస్, పూర్వపక్షి. ఫార్ బోత్ పక్షి మీన్స్ డోంట్ టేక్ ఎనీ బర్డ్, ద వన్ హూ ఈస్ అడ్వకేటింగ్ ద పక్ష, ద పూర్వపక్ష. So for both of them Shankaracharya gives his answer. He only takes one Vedic statement to refute both these arguments. That is called Anupravesha Vakyan. We have already seen about Anupravesha Bhashyam earlier. Briefly, Anupravesha, that refers to, actually the Brihadaranyaka itself introduces Asamsari Paramatma through terms like Sarvajnaha, Sarvavith, Nitya, Shuddha, Bhukta, Mukta, Swabhavaha, all that. Therefore, Paramatma Nasti, you can never say, and the first paksham is not acceptable. Then Upanishad talks about Srishti and says, Paramatma himself entered Jiva Shariram or Upadhi and is available now as Jivatma. This is Anupravesha. Paramatma himself entered Jiva Shariram or Jiva Upadhi medium and is available now as Jivatma. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishate Taitriyam. So, and there are so many Anupravesha Shrutis in Purusha Suktam also. Sarvani Rupani Vichitya Dhiraha Namani Kritva Bivadhane Yadaste Em. So, Ishwaraha Purushaha Eva Sarvani Rupani Namani Cha Kritva. So, having created all these, the same Ishwara Abhivadhane Vivaharam Kurvanne Idanim Aste. That Ishwara in the form of Jivatma is doing Vyavaharam now. Therefore, Vyavahari Jivaha Anupravishtaha Ishwaraha Eva. Therefore, second paksha is also not correct because Jivatma is not different from Paramatma. Therefore, the first vada is not correct because Paramatma is there. Second vada is not correct because Jivatma is non-different from Paramatma. So, it is clear from Shruti statements, Vedic statements, that Jivatma and Paramatma are one and Paramatma is not different from Jivatma. Now the Bhashya inquiry continues. when the Aikyam was pointed out, a Purvapakshi Bedavadi, he enters. He is a Bedavadi. This Bedavadi, Bedavadi means Jivatma Paramatma, different. So this Bedavadi does not accept Jiva, Ishwara, Abheda. Abheda means non-difference, Beda is difference. So if you want to talk about Aikyam, that is oneness, identity between Jivatma and Paramatma, there will be unsurmountable problems, he says. He argues that there are two main problems of Aikyavada, the argument of Aikyam or Abhedavada against Advaitins. And what are his charges? It is well known from experience or Anubhava that Jiva is a samsari. It is well known from Shastram that Paramatma is a samsari. When you equate both of them, you can look at it in one of two ways. How? One way is Jivatma is samsari and you equate Paramatma with Jivatma, therefore Paramatma also will be samsari. So samsari is called parasya samsaritva doshaha, that is first defect. That is a sacrilege, mahapapam. Advaitins pull down Ishwara to a lower level. That is what they argue. And the second dosha is, look at the equation from the other side. Asamsari is Paramatma, who is identical with Jivatma, therefore Asamsari is Jivatma. If Jivatma becomes Asamsari like Paramatma, then Shastropadesha is for whom? It is not necessary at all. Why there is need to be a guru? Why all these classes? Why talk about Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti? No need for any of those. They are all for samsaritva nivritti only. Because jivasya asamsaritvate samsaritva nivrittihi eva na apekshita. Tadartham guruhu, shastra, etc. are not required. So if jivatma is also asamsari like paramatma, shastra is not needed. No need for shastram. So if paramatma is like jivatma, it is shastra virodaha. This is Purvapakshi's argument against Abhedavadis, the Dvaitins, Advaitins. Then Siddhanti must answer this also. But before Advaita Siddhanti answers, what happens? Another philosopher, he comes in. He gives an answer. A third person, he enters the scene. In the study of Bhashyam, we are Abhedavadis. That we should be very clear. We are Abhedavadis, Advaitins. Purvapakshi is Bedavadi, who has put forward two charges now we saw. Now one intermediary person, third person, he gives a suggestion and adds to the confusion even more. Who is this person? He is a madhyastha. He is an in-between guy. He is Beda-Abhedavadi, Beda-Abhedavadi. If you talk about Beda, the Aikya Shruti is difficult to explain. Aikya Shruti means all this Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, all that. So it's difficult to explain if you talk about Beda. If Abhedavada is taken, two charges as above are there. Now Beda Abhedavada comes of the Madhyastha. To talk about Beda Abhedavada, he says Jivatma is Paramatma Karyaha. Karyaha means a product, an effect or a consequence. So when we analyze relationship between Karyam and Karanam, Karyam is product, Karanam is cause, always Beda Abheda. For example, the relationship between clay and pot. You cannot establish total identity or total difference also between them. You cannot establish total difference also because without clay, pot is not available at all. Like book and pen, they are independent, which are totally different. Can you say pot and clay are totally identical? No, because names are different. They are not synonyms also. Functions of pot, the clay cannot do. Therefore, pot is different. Can we say totally different? No, they totally separate, they don't separately exist. So the best thing is identity in difference. That is called Beda Abheda Vada. If this is understood, apply this to Jivatma and Paramatma also. They are neither totally different nor totally identical. Names are different and they are not identical. At the same time, they are not totally different also because Jivatma does not have independent, separate existence. This Beda Abheda Vada was there before Acharya himself. There was a great commentator. We already know this name, Bhartru Prapancha. We already saw his name earlier. His commentary on Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, they are very famous. He was a contemporary of Acharya perhaps. He and others talked about Beda Abheda view only. In fact, the Visishtadvaitam, ఈజ్ క్లోజ్ టు భేద అభేద బాధ. సో నెయిదర్ టోటల్ ద్వైతం నార్ టోటల్ అద్వైతం విశిష్ట అద్వైతం. సో ద్వైతం ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అద్వైతం. దట్ ఈస్ శంకరాచార్య డస్ నాట్ క్రిటిసైజ్ విశిష్టాద్వైతం ఆల్సో. యాక్చువల్లీ రామానుజ వాస్ నాట్ దేర్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఎనీవే. సో ఫస్ట్ సిద్ధాంతి హ్యాస్ టు రెఫ్యూట్ మధ్యస్థ అండ్ దెన్ రెఫ్యూట్ ది పూర్వపక్షి. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? హీ హ్యాస్ టు రెఫ్యూట్ భేద అభేదవాద అండ్ భేదవాద. అండ్ హౌ డస్ ఆచార్య డూ దిస్? ఫార్ ది శంకరాచార్య స్ప్లిట్స్ మధ్యస్థాస్ వ్యూ ద భేద అభేదవాదీస్ వ్యూ యాజ్ ఆర్ కార్యకారణవాద ఇన్ టు త్రీ పాసిబిలిటీస్. హీ స్ప్లిట్స్ దమ్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ వికల్పాహ. అండ్ దెన్ హీ రెఫ్యూట్స్ ఆల్ ది పాసిబిలిటీస్. వన్స్ దే ఆర్ నెగేటెడ్ ద భేద అభేదవాద ఫాల్స్ అపార్ట్. ఆచార్య హ్యాస్ త్రీ క్వశ్చన్స్. ది ఫస్ట్ పాసిబిలిటీ ఈస్ దర్ క్యాన్ బి మెనీ పరమాత్మాస్. దట్ ఈస్ ఎ స్పీషీస్ కాల్డ్ పరమాత్మ ఈస్ ద పరమాత్మ జాతి. జస్ట్ యాస్ మెనీ జీవాత్మాస్ ఆర్ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ పరమాత్మాస్ ఆల్సో. Among the many Paramatmas, one Paramatma must have perhaps become Jeevatma or a product. Then we can say Jeevatma is Paramatma and there are many other Paramatmas continuing. Therefore, Beda is there to talk about. He can establish both Beda and Abeda. One Paramatma is Jeevatma and both are same to show Abeda. Many Paramatmas still continue to exist and Beda is pointed out through that. Just as among many lumps of clay, you have lot of lumps of many lumps of clay, one lump has become a part. We can say this part is identical with that lump of clay, as clay alone has become part. And also Beda you can argue because that this part is different from all lumps of clay. This is possibility of Karya Karana or Beda Abeda Vada. And now Shankaracharya, he says that this is not acceptable. Because why? Many Paramatmas are not there. Paramatma jate hai, Paramatma jate hai, there's no, many Paramatmas are not there. So Paramatma jate hai bhavat. Because all scriptures, they uniformly assert that Eko Devaha Sarva Bhuteshu Gudaha. So first possibility of many Paramatmas is ruled out. And in the example, it may work because many lumps of clay may be there. But in case of Paramatma, many Paramatmas is not possible. Then he comes to the second possibility, is what he, the whole Paramatma, which is Ekaha, has modified to become Jivatma. The example is, for example, he gives milk becoming curd. So curd yogurt and milk are not identical because they are different functionally. Nama Beda, Karma Bedas, they are all different for both of them. At the same time, from another angle, milk alone appears as yogurt and therefore it is identical and therefore it is Beda Abeda. Why can't you take like that? Paramatma is like milk, Jivatma is like yogurt. Then this view also Shankaracharya refutes. For the reason, Paramatmanaha Nirvikaratvad Dvitiyaha na sambhavati. Paramatma being changeless and free from modifications, he can never change to become a jivatma. So milk example is okay because milk is savikaraha, it can go through modifications. So second possibility also is ruled out. And the third possibility is very close to Visishtadvaita. According to this, a portion of Paramatma changes to Jivatma, that is called Eka Desha Vikaraha. And this will work because Jivatma is identical with Paramatma because one portion of Paramatma alone appears as Jivatma, so Abedaha. At the same time, Jivatma is different from Paramatma also from standpoint of the other portions. Padose Vishwabhutani Tripadasya Amritam Divi. Again, Purusha Sukta. So, world is modification of Paramatma, Eka Deshaha. So, in this Paksha, you can explain Bedavadas, Abeda Shruti, one is Samsari and Muktaha, all are correct. Because Beda and Abeda are both are applicable. This is the third possibility. And Shankaracharya refutes this also. These are all called Brahma Parinama Vadaha. Brahma Parinama Vadaha. So they say Brahman changes partially or totally. Visishtadvaitins are Brahma Parinamavadis. So Shankaracharya refutes this also. It is very simple. One portion of Paramatma is changing is their argument. This is not acceptable to Shankaracharya because Paramatma has no portion. So Nishkalatvad, Nishkalatvad, Nir Avayavatvad, Nir Amshatvad, no Amshas, no Avayavas, so no Kalas. So not only that, even if the divisions or parts are accepted for Paramatma, then there will be logical problems also. Whatever is Savayavam, Savayavam means with Avayavas, parts, it is Savikaram. It is, should be subject to changes and modifications. Therefore, it becomes anityam. It should be subject to the shadvikaras. Asti, jayate, vardate, viparinambate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. This is not the case with Paramatma. Then Paramatma also should become vinashyati one day. So the above arguments are not logical and also against Shruti Vakyams. So all three possibilities are ruled out. Then the Beda Beda Vadi again comes back. And he argues against Advaitin and very strongly and says, Brahma Eka Desha Vikaraha, third possibility should be accepted. They give the example of one part of the earth becoming a desert. How much of arguments? One part of the earth becoming a desert. Desert is identical with earth. At the same time, desert is not totally identical with the earth because we have the word desert and it cannot do the function of regular bhumi. Nothing grows in this desert. So it is different from earth. Desert is modified part of earth and so Jivatma is a modified part of Paramatma. They quote Agni Vispulinga as an example to support their argument. Vispulinga is spark. So Vispulinga is spark or the product of the fire. Sparks are not totally different. Both have heat and light. At the same time, both are not totally identical because the spark cannot burn anything. It is product of fire, but it is not the total fire, but only a portion of the fire. So Jivatma is but a portion of Paramatma. We are all sparks of Paramatma. Paramatma is total fire, whose spark alone is Jivatma. So argues the Beda Abeda Vadi, Madhyastha. So Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta Balatim, Eka Desha Vikaraha Astu. So this is his argument. For which Shankaracharya gives a technical answer. He says, whenever we analyze an example of Shruti, we should be very careful. Wrong analysis can end up in wrong philosophy, which will obstruct moksha itself. Whenever Shruti gives an example, we should note the points. Through Laukika Drishtanta means worldly examples. Shruti wants to say that something new about Alaukika or Apaurusheya Vishaya, which is not available in the world. Second point is, whatever new idea we gather from the example should not contradict the Laukika Pramanams. That is the law of the world, it should not contradict. One Pramanam cannot contradict another Pramanam. Otherwise, it would not become a Pramanam. If Shruti contradicts Laukika Jnaya, Laukika Drishtanta cannot be given. Then Drishtanta will lose its validity. And the third point is, to teach Alaukika Vishayas, Shruti has to necessarily take Laukika Drishtanta examples only. Laukika is ordinary. Alaukika is extraordinary, not available for the world. So to teach Alaukika Vishaya, if Shruti uses Alaukika Pramanam or Alaukika words, it is difficult to teach the Laukika Vishayas. So using Laukika Pramana and without contradicting Laukika Pramana, Shruti has to reveal Alaukika Vishayas. Shruti is in tight corner actually, very difficult to do this. But it successfully does its job of explaining Alaukika Vishayas, Apaurusheya Vishayas. So keeping these three principles, now let us see the Agni Vispulinga example. Now Shruti talks of three relationships between Paramatma and Jivatma and compares Paramatma to fire and Jivatma to sparks. And in this comparison, the first two principles are taken care of. Shruti is using a Laukika Drishtanta, that is fine. And Vispulinga Agni is a Laukika Vishaya, known example. And the second principle is also okay. Shruti teaches Alaukika Vishaya, namely Paramatma. So in the third principle, we should be careful. The Beda Abheda Vadi, he concludes, As spark is a portion of fire, Jivatma also is a portion of Paramatma. Now Shankaracharya says, if you conclude in this way, the third principle will be violated. The third principle is what? The teaching that you derive should not contradict Laukika Pramanam. Now what is the teaching derived by Veda, Vedavadis, even Visishtadvaitins? The conclusion is that Jivatma is part of Paramatma. Now Shankaracharya says, if you conclude that Paramatma has got varieties of various parts like Jivatma, then it will mean Paramatma is Savayava Vastu with parts. It has got so many parts, just as fire has got so many sparks, avayavams. Paramatma also will be consisting of so many Jiva avayavas, parts. So what? If Paramatma is taken as Savayavam, then it will be subject to vikara, modification, destruction as well. It will be Nashwaram, Savikaram, all that. It will be Jatam, Yat Savayavam, Tadjanyam. It will be born. Savayavat, Ghatavat. Yat Savayavam, Tat Nashwaram. Yat Savayavam, Tat Savikaram. It has to go through modifications. Yat Savayavam, Tat Samsari. It's a samsari also. So Savayatvade Manushya Shariram. It gets so many problems will come. For that, the Visishtadvaiti or Veda Veda Vadi, he gives the answer. This Laukika rule should not be applied for Paramatma at all. You have to make an exception because it is Paramatma. Paramatma is Savayavam like Agnivada. And he has got portions and Jivatma is part of Paramatma only. Paramatma is Savayava only. Still Paramatma is Nirvikaraha, Nityaha, he has to accept. Therefore, Veda Abheda Vadi's conclusion will be Paramatma Savayavaha Nityaha Chayam. Paramatma has got parts like Agni Vispulingavad. Paramatma is Nityaha Chayam because according to them, Paramatma is Nityaha. According to Shruti also, Paramatma is Nityaha. So if you say Paramatma is Savayava and Nitya, it is illogical. And Laukika Pramana Virodaha also, Shruti Virodaha also. You should not imagine anything. Similarly, they say that Visishtadvaitas, they say that a jiva goes to Vaikuntham and he gets a special body there and that body is Nityaha. How? They say our law will not apply in Vaikuntham. Apply separate law there. Body will be there, will have limbs, but they will all be eternal in Vaikuntham. This Advaitins do not accept. If there is a Laukika Pramanam, then it is applicable in Kailasa and Vaikuntham also. If there is Sariram, no moksha. Any teaching derived from Shastram should not contradict Laukika Pramana, Anumana Pramana, Pratyaksha Pramana. Therefore, what to do? From Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta, you cannot say Jivatma is part of Paramatma. Then it will go against the third principle. What is that? Paramatma will become Nashwaram. Therefore, Drishtanta should not be extended to talk about part-whole relationship between Jivatma and Paramatma. Jivatma is not a part of Paramatma. Then why is the Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta at all given? Need not be given at all. Because Upanishad gives that. Acharya says, if you cannot interpret the Drishtanta, leave it to me. Without violation of the logic, without the violation of Pratyaksha Pramana, I will give you the meaning, Acharya says, which will be new also and which will not be against the Pratyakshadi Pramanas. And what is his explanation? The fire is also of the nature of heat and light, and so is spark. And therefore, the essential nature of fire and spark is one and the same. This essential oneness between spark and fire is seen by us. Similarly, the essential oneness between Jivatma and Paramatma is to be understood. Jivatma is Chit and Sat Swarupam. Paramatma is also Sat and Chit Swarupam. So, Sat Chit Rupa Yoho Ekatvat. Jivatma Paramatmana Yoho Ekatvam. They are one. Thus, the Drishtanta is Anga Angi Bhava Bodhanartham Na Drishtantaha परन्तु एकत्व बोधनार्थम अग्नि पुष्पलिंग दृष्टांतः To say the oneness between these two, only the drishtanta is given, not only anga angi bhava bodhanartham. And if you interpret this example in this manner, we have already deha, dehi, all that, anga, angi, those terms are familiar to us. Deha, body, dehi, is the chaitanya, atma, all that thing we have told. Samashti. And if you interpret this example in this manner, Shankaracharya says, in so many other places also, everything will tally properly. He says, Upakrama upasamhara yoho ekatvam pratipadhanam drishyate. So Vedanta begins with ekatvam. Sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva advitiyam. So all that thing ekam eva advitiyam. Sadeva somya idamagra asit. And not with Veda and the upasamhara also. So aitadatmyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma. Ends with ekatvam alone. And in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, Brahma eva idamagra asid, tadatmanam eva avet, aham brahma asmi, abeda in the beginning. This is the Upakrama Shloka we already said. And finally it's ending in, tat kenakam pashyet, kenakam vijaniyat, neti neti atma. Upasamhara also is abedaha. Oneness of jivatma and paramatma in every Upanishad. Therefore, Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta that explained with respect to Upakrama Upasamhara. And the Upanishads reveal Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam through Mahavakyas Tattvamasi Aham Brahmasmi Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschasavaditye Sayekaha. Thus, all Mahavakyams will tally well if Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta is interpreted like this. And all the Veda Ninda Vakyams also will be tallied. In Upanishad, there are many Vakyams which condemn Veda Vadam. Here itself, we have already seen. So, Yonyam Devatam Upastem Anyosav Anyoham Asmiti Nasa Veda. We already saw this. Whoever sees difference between Jivatma and Paramatma is ignorant. Utaramantaram Kurute Atatasya Bhayam Bhavati. Again, Taittiriyam. Nehananasti kinchana. So, Veda Ninda is done in Shruti. And therefore, it is interpreted as Abheda only. So, Veda Jnanam is seen as Rajasa Jnanam and Abheda Jnanam is seen as Sattvika Jnanam. Therefore, Acharya concludes, Jivatma Paramatma Veda is not there. If at all there is Veda, it is Aupadika Veda. Aupadika means superficial differences. Upadika. Differences caused by Anatma. Here Shankaracharya tells the story of a baby, of a prince who was lost when he was a small baby, and the hunters took that baby, and the prince was growing among the hunters. And what is the essential nature is what? He is Rajakula Utpannaha, that is his essential nature. He has come from a royal family. And according to tradition, if he is born in a Rajakula, he is Raja himself. But he was surrounded by what? Vyada Upadi. All the hunters, they are the people around him. He is growing up among them. Because of that, the prince also thought that he was a hunter and behaved like a hunter. His functions must be like what? Like a Raja. Should not beg. Should not serve like a Dasa and all that in front of people. But he was behaving like a hunter. In the same way, Jivatma is none other than Paramatma. But surrounded by the Sthula Sukshma Sharira, all these Upadis, which are all Aparamatma. They are all Anatma. Therefore, he gets Sharira Pratyayaha. Aham Shariram Iti Pratyayaha. Aham manaha iti pratyaha. He thinks of himself as the body, mind, all that. I am disturbed mind is a wrong pratyaya. What should he say? He should say, I am never disturbed. But I say, I am shuddha subhavaha, mukta subhavaha. That is what he is supposed to say. But he is not only anatma pratyaya. His functions also is not like a raja, but like a dasa only, like a helpless creature. Crying in front of every people and going to God also and crying there and say, I am anataha, aham anataha, aham dhinaha, I am alpaha. All that he is doing. Therefore, instead of So paramam, so status. He means, so jivan muktasya karmani, instead of doing all these karmas like a jivan mukta, he is doing sharira karmani because of sharira abhimana, cause of all problems. Sharira abhimana is the cause of all problems. So instead of moving like a raja, one suffers samsara. So Beda is only aviveka buddhi, that this difference is only superficial, is shown by the Upanishad, by yatrahi dvaitam eva bhavati. Wherever Beda is there Shruti uses the word as though, eva. With this, Acharya dismiss the madhyastha Beda Abeda Vadi. So Beda Abeda Vadi appeared when Beda Vadi objected to Abeda, and at that time Madhyastha tried to come and interfere. Now Sankaracharya has dismissed only Madhyastha. And straight away he answers the Beda Vadi, who comes once again with double the vigor. He now comes back. Beda Vadi is charging Advaitins with many, many doshas now. What are the doshas he comes with? That we will see one by one, and thereafter we will also see the answer. First, I will enumerate the doshas. First, he says, if Upanishad is teaching Abheda, four doshas should come. Bedam is difference, Abhedam is not difference, and Beda Abheda means difference is in identity or identity in difference. First, we will enumerate the doshas. The Bedavadi argues, if Upanishad reveals Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, the first dosha will be Upanishad will contradict itself. It is called Swartha Vigatakatvam. And the second dosha, he says, is the Karmakanda will become apramanam, invalid. And the third dosha is Pratyaksha Pramana Virodaha. And the fourth one is Anumana Pramana Virodaha. Anumana means reasoning, logical contradictions, inference. So all these are the arguments of Purvapakshis. Now let us briefly see each one of them. And the first one, he says, if Upanishad reveals Abheda, it contradicts itself. Because when Upanishad teaches a Jivatma for moksha, the Upanishad is assuming Jivatma as a Baddha Purushaha, a samsari who requires liberation. So the very teaching is based on the assumption that Jivatma is samsari and he is going to learn Shastra and going to be liberated later, whereas Paramatma is Nitya Mukta Swarupaha. So Upanishad is not teaching Nitya Mukta Paramatma, but Upanishad is teaching the samsari Jivatma, and from this we know that Upanishad is contradicting itself. And if Upanishad contradicts itself, it will become apramanam. Therefore, his conclusion is Upanishad becomes apramanam by cancelling itself. Then what is the second charge? If Upanishad is talking about Abheda, since both Jivatma and Paramatma one asamsari, and since there is no samsari Jivatma available, all the sadhya sadhana teaching becomes unnecessary. All rituals become redundant because all these rituals are sadhanas to gain so many sadhyas. Thus, varieties of sadhanas, sadhyas, lokas are all taught for karta, bhokta, traveler. And if Jivatma is akarta, abhokta, then abhokta, paramatma, karmakanda becomes unnecessary. Therefore, karmakandasya krishnasyam apramanyam sampadyate. And the second charge, that's the second charge. And the third dosha is pratyaksha virodaha. We see many Jivatma, each being different from each other. One is Ragi, another is Krodhi. All those things we see. Dveshi, all that. So one is here, one is somewhere else. So there are so many Jivatmas and each one is limited. Each one having his own individuality. So Pratyakshataha Atma Bedaha Anubhuyate. We experience that all the time. And you cannot say it belongs to Shariram, Manas, etc. Because they are Jadam. Body is Jadam, Manas is Jadam. And Atma alone is Chetanam. Sukha, Dukkha and all belongs to what? Chetana Vastu, Atma. And not to Achetana Vastu, Anatma, body. Therefore, it is Pratyaksha Virodaha. And finally, if the Upanishad is talking about Abheda, it is Anumana Virodaha also. And the Anumana is also based on what? Almost on the same thing alone, that Atmas are different because their Sukha Dukkha, the Gunas are different. One is happy individual, another is an unhappy individual. One is ignorant individual, another is intelligent individual. So, Dharmi, the Atma, must be different from all these. Because of this reason, you should not take Upanishad revealing Abheda as Pramanam at all. Upanishad is apramanam. Whereas if you say Karmakanda is pramanam, there is no contradiction. The Upanishad can also stand. Because there also a samsari, asamsari Beda is there in Karmakanda. In Karmakanda also Bedas are there. In Pratyaksha also Beda is experienced. Anumana also reveals Beda. So Beda Pratipadaka Bhagaha Eva Pramanam. Natum Abheda Pratipadaka Upanishad. So these are the four charges against them. Now Shankaracharya systematically dismisses every one of these charges. The first one is if Srishti is revealing Abheda, that is Upanishad is revealing Abheda, it is contradicting itself and therefore it becomes apramana. Now Shankaracharya says both are not true. Shruti does not contradict itself and Shruti is not apramanam, Upanishad is pramanam. How? He says Upanishad is pramanam abhede because it produces knowledge in a person. Pramanam is a pramanam when it can produce a new knowledge. Then there are no question of arguments against it. Whatever I see cannot be justified by ears. When eyes reveal wonderful colors and forms, how to argue whether eyes are pramanam or apramanam? There is no question of arguments because eyes revealing new knowledge is evident. No question of questioning its pramanyam. Not only that, when you say Upanishad is apramanam, you use anumanam or inference for that. By inference, you are trying to say Upanishad is apramanam. Whereas I say Upanishad is pramanam because it gives new knowledge which is not negated at all. Unnegated new knowledge it gives. Therefore, it is pramanam, is directly anubhutam, and it is apramanam, is inferred, and therefore, which is powerful between inferred and anubhava? Between inference and anubhava, which is powerful? Inference cannot stand against Pratyaksha Anubhava. If you say Upanishad giving a new knowledge is apramanam, then your statement also should be invalid. So even though Upanishad gives knowledge and you say it is apramanam, then your vakyam also will become apramanam, which is not acceptable to you. And therefore, Upanishad is pramanam. Why? Prama janakatvad. It produces. Prama means knowledge. This term also is familiar to us. Prama means knowledge. And the second point that he says is, Upanishad is self-contradictory because Upanishad is teaching a samsari jivatma who is different from Paramatma. Now Acharya argues, Upanishad is not self-contradictory because it does not teach dvaitam anywhere. It teaches advaitam alone as its primary tatpariyam. Therefore, there is no self-contradiction at all. And thirdly, Upanishad may mention dvaitam. Or a samsari jivatma, it may mention those. But mention of samsari jivatma should not be taken as teaching of samsari jivatma. There is a lot of difference between mentioning and teaching. Why? Because of our ignorance, we may talk about samsari jivatma and Shruti may be quoting the samsari jivatma as wrongly seen by us. For example, when one sees a snake on the road, he is frightened and says, there is a snake. Now to teach him, I say, the snake that you see is nothing but a rope. I use the word snake. Not that I accept the snake. Why I quote the word snake? Not that I accept snake. Therefore, snake shabdaha, snake word, snake astitve pramanam na bhavati. It doesn't tell about the existence of snake. My usage of the word snake should not be taken as pramanam for the existence of snake. Because it is only anuvadaha. Similarly, if Shruti talks about the samsari jivatma, it is not that Shruti accepts the samsari jivatma, but because we have got the notion of samsari jivatma. Shruti is only quoting our notion and it is not pramana. And if Shruti is accepting samsari jivatma also, then there will be vakya bheda dosha. That is, Shruti will be contradicting itself. Therefore, whenever samsari jivatma is assumed, they are all anuvada vakyams, not pramana vakyams. But Shruti wants to teach only one thing, that is, jivatma paramatma abhedaha. Therefore, Upanishad is not swartha vigatakam. Upanishad is not apramana. And the second charge is, if Upanishad teaches abheda, then Karmakanda will become apramanam because it talks about bheda. Acharya says straight away that Karmakanda will become apramanam if abheda is fact, is your inference. That's what you say. Whereas Karmakanda is pramanam is very evident because prama janakatvad, Karmakanda gives us knowledge about swarga, about karma palam, all that. It produces karma knowledge of what we don't know. So it gives all that thing. About swarga we don't know. It tells about, talks about swarga. So is pramanam. Why? Prama janakatvad, it generates knowledge. It is evident. Then how can you say it is pramanam? And second argument Acharya gives is, Karmakanda can talk about Bheda without contradicting Jnanakanda at all, because Karmakanda talks about sadhanas and sadhyams, but Karmakanda never says it is satyam or mithya. Karmakanda is a pramanam for sadhana sadhya sambandha. Do this karma, you will get this phalam, and that's it. But Karmakanda never says they are all satyam. It never says Veda is satyam. Therefore, if Karmakanda has said this is satyam, then Dvaitam will become satyam. According to Karmakanda, and Advaitam will become satyam per Jnanakanda, then there will be contradiction between Karmakanda and Jnanakanda. Whereas Karmakanda never says Dvaitam is satyam, therefore Karmakanda is pramanam, all right. For what? Not for Dvaita Satyatva pramanam. It is not the pramanam, not a pramanam for the reality of dvaitam, then pramanam for what? Sadhya sadhana sambandhe pramanam. What sadhyas you can achieve by doing what sadhanas. For that it is a pramanam. This is the palam for this karma, etc. So where is the contradiction now? Therefore, there is no karmakanda apramanya problem also. Therefore, Upanishad contradiction is not there. Upanishad apramana ashanka is also not there. So Karmakanda contradiction is not there. Karmakanda becoming apramanam is also not there. Then the next one is what? Pratyaksha virodaha. That's what he said. Purupakshi. Because I find Atma has got different properties. I see so many Atmas in so many individuals. And each one is a different Jivatma. And Shankaracharya refutes that also by showing that experience of differences does not prove differences. Very tricky. Experience of differences does not prove differences. How do you say? Shankaracharya gives Vedavadis or Tarkikas own example. The Tarkikas, Tarkavadis. Akasha Vedatvada. He gives the example of Akasha Veda. We have got part space, that space, this space, room space, and space. So Akasha Veda is experience. We are experiencing part space, room space, all this space, building space, all that. Akasha Veda is experienced. But we know Akasha is Ekaha. Similarly, Atma Veda can be experienced as so many Jivatmas. But Atma is Ekaha. And how is it? That is going to be seen in subsequent arguments that we will see in the next webinar, next week. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya pratilinasya parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana.